Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
Sometimes you just got to be flexible and roll with it, and that's what we're doing on this episode of KKHI. From a technical standpoint, we're using the old Folgers can, the string line, and chicken wire to keep this baby together today. But we'll get it all right, and we'll get it to you as we pride ourselves. We're proud of being able to do that. That's what I'm trying to say. But just know that we're working without a net here today. It's the best way to describe that on KKHI. We're cobbling this one together. Hopefully you will not notice, other than the fact that I've mentioned it. A lot of people walk up from time to time, and they'll say, you know, do you ever take days off, or you ever have this or that? I said, listen, you have a certain amount of pride. It's like a child. You want your kid to go to school every day. You want to teach them to get in a routine. You want to do this thing and try to do it right. And certainly there's times that we're out of town and we will have podcasts that we'll do in advance. We'll try to drop them on each individual day or things like that. So there is a normalcy to the routine, but you can't do this pretty much every day without at some point having a technical hiccup. And that's what we have today. I'm hoping you don't notice. Maybe we should have a contest. You send me an email and see if you can figure out what the glitch was in this particular episode of KKHI. So knock yourself out. If you think you know, go ahead and shoot me the email and try to troubleshoot this thing and figure out what the heck went wrong. We got 60-some degrees. We got March Madness getting ready to start. We got all kinds of cool things going on. And we have drama in Des Moines. I've been asking the question. I feel like I'm the only one. I honestly don't want to make too big a deal of this. I will easily be identified as, oh, you're a hater. Oh, you went to K-State. Oh, you know, this. I don't want that. I'm trying at all costs to avoid that. But I'm a curious sort by nature. My background is in journalism, and I am obviously the one person who's asked the question, what the heck is going on here with Bill Self? Why does everybody think this is so normal? Why does this feel like, oh, it's no big deal, it's normal, whatever? 5 days in the hospital. They said all along, it's not a heart attack. Well, that was splitting hairs. They made the media look bad, which there was no reason to do that. There was nothing wrong with the reports in the media. Nothing wrong there. It's sources, people who knew Bill Self. There were leaks everywhere. There were people very close to Bill Self. There were people that were at the hospital talking to reporters, telling him what's going on. It's a heart issue. They're putting stents in. All the people in the media knew this before KU confirmed on Sunday that they put stents in arteries. Everybody knew that. I'm telling you, everybody knew that. They didn't report that exactly because they didn't want to be wrong, and you got a double source, and everybody's scared of KU. I'll just tell you that right now. This is no different than the Chiefs. Everybody is terrified that they will get their press credentials pulled and they can't sit on press row at Allen Fieldhouse and go to all the games and get the free meal and all that good stuff. I'm telling you, this is just how it works. They are terrified of getting sideways with Bill Self or anyone at KU over this story. So there is they're not skeptical. There's a hesitance by the media to ask too many questions or to try to find out too much. Well, a lot was found out on Tuesday when Bill Self did not travel with his team to Des Moines on the bus. He traveled in a private car. It's about a 3-hour drive from Lawrence to Des Moines. 3.5, maybe. Depends on whether I'm driving. Maybe Bill Self's car was a little bit faster. Could be the case. He rode separately from the bus. I totally get that. I don't know what kind of car it is, but you'd think it would be something nice and big and comfortable for him. He's got every right to do that, and I would have done exactly the same thing. But it does raise questions if he doesn't feel up to getting on the bus with the team and riding on a bus, which isn't as comfortable. Is he ready to coach a game? So Norm Roberts was asked this, as Bill Self apparently dodged reporters when he got there, which I get, and he's not going to be able to do that on Wednesday. On Wednesday, there's an open practice for KU. Bill Self was at the other practices in Lawrence. If he's at the open practice, there's no dodging. People will see him for the first time. The cameras will be there. The media's in. The fans are there. Everybody's there. Now, he can stay back. He can stay back at the hotel. He can stay back at the tunnel. This is nothing more than a sightseeing mission. They give him 40 minutes on a court for the shooters basically to go out there and see the sight lines and look at the basket and get a feel for the arena. That's basically all this is today in Des Moines. So it's not that big of a deal. And there's always a chance Bill Self doesn't even go and says, we'll leave it up in the air for Thursday's game. But Norm Roberts on Tuesday is asked, is Bill Self coaching on Thursday? And he said that hasn't been decided yet. They've not made that determination. I took to Twitter linking the story from a reporter who was covering it and said, look, the only thing that matters here, take your time, get this right. This is far bigger than basketball. Again, it doesn't feel like this story just sprung on all these people. This doesn't have the feel and the markings of an oh my God moment. Bill Self just learned that he has heart problems. Normally when that happens, people get, it's a shockwave. It's something completely and utterly shocking. It didn't feel like that. Maybe that's what it is, and maybe that's what he says, and maybe he meets with the media Wednesday and says all that, and maybe he never comments on it, which he has the right to do. And I'll support Bill Self 100%. They start asking him questions about his heart and his health, and he says, I'm not commenting on that. I'm feeling good. I'm fine. I got good treatment. We're here to play basketball. Let's go. I'm good with that, too, because this is his business, not really ours. But we are in the business of trying to find out. We're in the business of trying to facilitate the conversation, move the ball forward, whatever cliche you want to use here. And we just don't know where this is going in the NCAA tournament. We don't. It sort of feels like maybe Bill Self is going to hang out at a hotel knowing that Norm Roberts and the gang are going to go beat a 16 seed, and then we'll see what Saturday feels like. It sort of feels like that, but it's too early for me to, you know, sit here and try to fill the podcast with conjecture or guess or whatever. I'm fascinated to know. I don't know why, but I seem more curious and more interested than most people. Most people are treating this story like, eh, no big deal. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Move on. I just don't see it that way. I hope that's the story, but it has not been the story. At first it was, they came out and ripped the reporters that your story was wrong. And I'm sorry if you ask me, it turns out the reporter's stories were right. I said that. I said, I'll bet you the reporter stories are right, spot on, more accurate, and more interesting and fulfilling information-wise than what KU is releasing. And that turned out to be true. I was correct on that. I was right. The reporters got it. Then there were erroneous leaks that they thought he was going to be out on Friday. They wanted to get some play on Twitter out of that. Hey, he's going to be home Friday. This is no big deal. That didn't happen. He didn't go home until Sunday. It was 5 days. Norm Roberts still handled the media duties with the team. And they say Bill Self is fine. He's going to coach Thursday. Everything's good. Then they leave for Des Moines. The team goes on the bus. Bill Self goes separately. And now they say they don't know if he's coaching the game on Thursday. Again, that's at the time of this recording. It's all I can do at this point. But it's a fascinating story. There's a public practice. I think we should learn something definitive on Wednesday, whether or not, I don't know why they would carry it over until Thursday on whether he's going to coach. And I don't have any clue. They say his doctors and his team of doctors are with him, and they're going to consult with him on whether or not he should do this. I don't have any clue what possible tiredness or symptoms or things they're looking for. I don't know. I assume it would be related to blood flow, blood pressure, after getting stents in arteries around your heart. I assume they're checking things like that. Maybe at some point they've had him walk on a treadmill and, you know, not run, but walk and maybe get the heart rate up a little bit and see how it's functioning. I don't know. I know this for a fact. When you start coaching basketball games, your heart races. The calmest, greatest, coolest coaches of all time have hearts that just go at times during games. Baseball's the least. Football is maybe next. Basketball's probably the most. You're an active participant in the game. You're walking up and down the sideline. You are in the official's ear every single time. You feel the emotions of every possession. You are just steps away from your players when they shoot. You look at the shot. You feel it. He was a player. Most coaches were players. You feel like, I've had so many basketball coaches tell me what they love about coaching, A, is mentoring the kids or, you know, leading the kids. They like being leaders of young men. But B, you're still in the game. You feel like you're in the game. You're not stuck sitting on the bench as an assistant coach. You're not a bench player. You're up. You're active. You're the sixth man. You got your five guys, and you're coaching them every single possession. We see that in college basketball coaches. And it is a little different than other sports, and I think Bill Self recognizes that. I think anybody could recognize that they don't need Bill Self on Thursday, to be quite honest. And if taking a couple more days off and hanging out in a suite at a nice hotel in Des Moines is the idea, I'm supportive of anything that is good for his health at this point. That's kind of where I am on this thing. All right, the Chiefs have picked up another pass rusher. You know, Frank Clark departed, so the Chiefs went to the 49ers, got another pass rusher. Defensive end Charles Omenihu has signed for 2 years, $20 million. He's 25 years old, this player that could be here a while. 20 tackles last year, 4.5 sacks, 16 quarterback hits. Facing a possible suspension this year after a January 23rd alleged domestic violence incident where he allegedly shoved his girlfriend during a fight all the way to the ground. So he sacked her. The Chiefs don't seem too concerned about this because they've offered the man up to $20 million for 2 years. This is not a franchise-type player. You can tell by the contract that's not what this is. This is a good NFL player that is capable of getting pressure on the quarterback, maybe getting 5, 6, 7 sacks for the Chiefs, some quarterback hits in the range of the teens, and support the run a little bit as a defensive end. He's a good player. This is the kind of guy you want on your team as long as he's not suspended for domestic violence or causing those kind of problems. So we like that signing. The Chiefs have been fairly active here with the offensive tackle. There are other deals possibly pending. They've said goodbye to some expensive players, but the Chiefs seemingly are able to work the cap every year and bring in more expensive players. They're very good at this. Massaging the salary cap in football is the easiest thing to do if your highest paid players are happy where they are. And that's what, you know, one of the themes that I always have is Andy Reid. To me, I would never describe Andy Reid as a guy who treats every player the same. He does not. He most certainly does not. He finds fun gadget players for the players he likes. He lets them try things. He lets them come up with their own plays, things like that. He does. He lets in the bottom of the roster, guys are complaining that they have to share hotel rooms on the road. It does not look in any way, shape, or form like Andy treats his players the same. If your happy, high-paid players feel great, Frank Clark has talked about the love for Andy and how great it was here. They stood by him during a double felony arrests for gun possessions and all this other stuff. They loved the guy. He loved them. He made $100 million. Won 2 Super Bowls. It's a hell of a great run. But he's making too much money now to justify what it is that he brings to the table. So out he goes. That's okay. But while he was here, he was a happy guy. If you keep Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, if you keep these guys happy, one of them, most certainly every year, is willing to restructure their deal and create cap space for the team. And that's one of the things the Chiefs do, and they do very well. And so they're out signing players, and they spent $60 million on an offensive lineman. They got $20 million on a pass rusher here. We see other things going on around the league. We see trades. Darren Waller, the tight end from the Raiders, was traded to the Giants this week. This is a really interesting story. Darren Waller, well, let's start from the beginning. Josh McDaniels, apparently the coach of the Raiders, at one point prior to March 4th, let it out in the media that Darren Waller was getting married. They were asking about his role with the team this year. He makes a lot of money. Is he staying? Are you going to try to unload the contract? He's a terrific player. Nobody questions that. But the Raiders were, this is a player who's overpaid. Darren Waller's overpaid. They signed him to too big of a contract. He's, oh my God, we love this player. This is absolutely the guy we want. We're going forward with him. We love him to death. He's getting married on March 4th. And people went, what? Huh? He's getting married on March 4th. Yeah, he's getting married. It's going to be great. Da, 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 da. Well, Darren Waller and his fiancée didn't really want anybody to know that he was getting married. Sounds like they wanted a relatively private ceremony and didn't invite a lot of people. So Waller's like, dude, what are you doing? We haven't told people that we're doing this. It's kind of private. Darren Waller was getting married to Kelce Plum, who is a basketball player for WNBA's Las Vegas Aces. So here you have a Raiders player and a Vegas Aces player getting married in Las Vegas, living in Las Vegas. Everything is going well. Kelce Plum tweets out after the trade occurs, Josh McDaniels must have traded my husband to the Giants all the way across the country because we didn't invite him to the wedding. And with an LOL. So there may just be humor here. They may be taking it lightly, but they definitely wanted people to know and play up on the fact that Josh McDaniels outed his player. This is bad for McDaniels because the players that remain liked Darren Waller. They know he's a great player, and now they're like, what happened here? Was there a rift between the coach and the player? What's going on? And when players start asking questions, it can become a bit of a problem. So we'll see how all that pans out with the Raiders, but I just thought that was an interesting, really interesting NFL story that a marriage happened. And I don't think it, listen, they were going to trade him or not trade him. I think they probably had long decided they were going to unload that contract and give it to the New York Football Giants. Thanks to our friends for Finch Knife Company, a great Kansas City company that sponsors KKHI. This company is so rooted in American tradition and American history. It's what they love. It's what they believe in. They love the Constitution. They love all of the great things that have made America great, including sometimes his lore, you know, some of the things that we would consider lore in American history. And that is the new homage. We've talked about their knife series to the Grand Tetons and the national parks and monuments. Everything at Finch Knife Company, every knife series is some sort of an homage to something Americana. The Cherry Bomb. That's just a great name for a series of pocket knives. Cherry Bomb. That's awesome. I think of my childhood. I think of Cherry Bombs. I think of the 4th of July. I think of the Mellencamp song. Everything sounds America when you think Cherry Bomb. It's the same thing with Hatfields and McCoys. The Hatfield collection is now available at finchknifeco.com. Just released a couple of weeks ago. You can see them all online at finchknifeco.com or visit Shields in Overland Park or the Bullet Hole. If you also visit the website, you can see where there might be a dealer near you if you don't live in the Kansas City area. So many of you listen elsewhere. If you'd like to pick up one of these knives or go see them in person, go to finchknifeco.com and look at dealers and see where they're available. If you have a store and you'd like to sell these knives, contact Finch Knife Company. Got any kind of a store you think they might be a good fit for you? Let's go. FinchKnifeCo.com. Keep life from getting dull. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC. Now getting set to offer 0% financing on trucks. That's right, with these interest rates all up. Why would you like to get a new Chevy or GMC truck with a great interest rate or 0%? Call Tim Trader and ask for details. Tim is available for you right now at 816-826-1563. Say, listen, I'm thinking about a Chevy, a Buick, or a GMC, and I want to build my own. I want exactly what I want. You'll say, great, let's do this. And you're not committed to it. You put a deposit down, but if you don't like it when it arrives, I don't like this color, wait, I don't like this car, you're fine. You can walk away from it. You're good. Roberts Robinson is the home of the lifetime warranty, and they've also got a $100 rebate going right now on a set of 4 tires. All those great things where they'll pick up your vehicle, service it, and return it to you at robertsrobinson.com, 816-826-1563. And, of course, our friends at bstock.net, who doesn't want a brand new, sweet big screen for the madness this month? They're all right there at bstock.net. You can walk right in. This is a giant warehouse store. It's an online company, bstock.net. They sell computers, laptops. They ship them all over the world, but mostly all over North America. They have a warehouse full of electronics, including big televisions. We're lucky in Kansas City we can save a lot more money on these TVs because they don't have to ship them anywhere. So you're going to save typically about 30% what you would pay at Best Buy or Nebraska Furniture Mart. And they've got a whole bunch of them lined up right in the front of the store. They have a storefront there. It's no frills. Again, this is a warehouse. It's an old Toys R Us building. This is an internet warehouse business that offers people that can drive to Olathe the opportunity to save hundreds and hundreds of dollars on your next TV. 14680 South Flaming Road. This week's Red Tag Deal Auction of the Week at thekklist.com is an HP 255 G7 15.6-inch laptop. This is a beauty. Check it out. The auction runs through Friday at 5 o'clock. It's the Real Tag Deal, or the Red Tag Deal Auction of the Week, and you can find that at thekklist.com. That's where we have all our sponsors. thekklist.com. Go bid on that and get that computer. Some of these things go for under $100 on the auction. They just got to get rid of it. They have way too many laptops. Make an offer. Call B-Stock up and say, I'll make you an offer on this laptop I see here online. I'll bet you they take it. I just bet you they take it. Just saying. Just saying. All right, we're going to bounce all over the place here today. We'll get back to sports, but the rest of the sports is not, it's not as important as what we've already discussed. So let's move on to the banking crisis and what it means here in our area, or maybe where you live. And that is UMB Bank here in the Kansas City area and throughout Missouri and the Midwest is under review as one of 20 banks with the highest accumulated other comprehensive income. Yeah, they're in the top 20 in America. They have $703 million they're holding in accumulated other comprehensive income. apparently at this point, that's a bad thing. UMB is also under review because they have $28.4 billion in uninsured deposits. That means they have that much money in the bank over the FDIC limits. That is 71% of all their deposits. That is the third highest in America. So UMB Bank, above and beyond the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, is the third riskiest bank in America right now, with $28.4 billion in uninsured debts. The bankers have figured something out, especially with the Democrats printing money and the Democrats in charge, and that is the Dems on their watch aren't letting any of these banks fail. Nobody's going to lose their money. If you have $300,000 in a bank instead of $250,000, you're still going to get your extra $50,000. The government's going to take care of that. They're going to back all this stuff up. These people are all in cahoots together. It's obvious now our banking system is jacked. We know it was jacked 15 years ago when we had that crisis, but they didn't fix it. They've allowed these banks to go in, take uninsured deposits and spread them all over the place in things that can lose money, which means when everybody comes to the bank and wants their money, they don't have the money. It's like losing a profit. And they have a huge salaries on these boards. They've been involved in all these woke initiatives. They do all these events and spread money around and grease the palms of the correct politicians on the left. And that's the game that's been being played. I'm not bad-mouthing UMB. Doesn't sound to me like they're in any imminent danger, but they're in a category of if this starts to trickle to other banks, UMB could be in trouble. 71% of their total is uninsured. That's the third highest in America. That can't be a great thing. And here's how you know that this is Democrats taking care of Democrats, liberals being liberals, globalists being globalists, wokists being woke. Here's how you know. There's a story in the Kansas City Star with a headline that says, "Relax, Kansas City isn't Silicon Valley." Relax. The Star's notorious for this. If you want to see where Democrats effed up, read the Star headlines. Don't read the stories. They'll make you puke. Read the Star's headlines. That's free. You don't have to log in or anything. You can read the Star's headlines. Relax. Kansas City isn't Silicon Valley. UMB is going to be just fine. We know they're fine because we know those people. And, well, they're tied to the right people, and they believe in woke. They believe in all these things. And that can't, they believe in green. Oh, they love all of it. It's going to be fine. These are virtuous people. These are good people. They really don't, Silicon Valley didn't really know how to run a bank. But damn it, they're good people. They were at the gay pride parade. They donated money to causes in Silicon Valley. They were woke, man. This is a good company. Not great at banking, but damn, they're good people. We'll take care of them. We'll bail them out. These are good, virtuous folks. I haven't been through the new airport terminal. I plan to in April. There have been complaints about the pickup area taking a long time. Seems like it's getting better. Kansas Cityans love to complain. I'm going to play this one fair. They love to complain about picking somebody up, traffic, cars. We're spoiled rotten. Parking. Yeah, people, drivers in this town love to complain. We don't have real traffic problems. We don't have real jams. We don't have real parking problems like other cities. I've been to those other cities. You've probably been to those other cities. We're not them. But it doesn't matter. We like to, you know, file a grievance over something that bothers us and waiting behind 40 other cars to pick up Aunt Grandma, Aunt Sue or something at the airport has got us all in a tizzy. Because we're used to just pulling up and putting it in park and shutting it off and listening to the radio while we wait. That doesn't happen in any other city. But Kansas City, until now, we do it like everyone else. Okay. So the airport parking lot is full. There's 6,200 spots there. It's full. There's no place else to park. All you have now is the cheap parking, economy or whatever they call it. We know that the service in the economy lot is so bad that nobody wants to park there. Not enough buses, overcrowded buses. We know all this. Nobody wants to park there. It's too inconvenient. You'd rather go to the parking spot or one of the other private facilities than the one right there. But the Star's headline about picking people up and now the parking lot being full, the Star, this is why I'm a little scared about it. that we may really have a problem here with the airport. I'm worried, and I support the airport. The headline is, good grief, the new KCI airport is, quote, a breeze, unquote. Because I just can't pick up the star and believe what they're saying. There's nothing in there that I can read and believe it. I try with sports, but I also understand that the sports writers are liberals. And they look at things completely different than, I'll say it, normal Americans. A lot of normal Americans vote Democrat because they don't want to be classified as a normal American. They're told you're a better person if you hang out over here with these folks. You hang out over here with all these little itty-bitty little splintered groups that have been disadvantaged for so long and underserved, you're just a better person. You're a great guy, Kev. All right. Yeah, I think I'll skip the ALS or the Alzheimer's walk this year and go to the gay pride walk. That make me a better person? Does that make me a better person? I'm going to stop supporting cancer. I'll go support this over. I'm going to start supporting these drag shows. Does that make me a better person? I mean, supporting cancer's easy. What's the joke people make? Oh, I'll do it for the kids. We've made jokes out of doing great things for great charities. And I'll do it for the kids becomes a joke. So to heck with the kids, unless they're involved in a drag show. Then we'll support it and be a really good person. You're so good. Good grief. The airport is a breeze from the Kansas City Star. Why does that make me worry that we have a problem at the airport? Nah, I don't know, but it really does. How about this? 6,200 parking spots. They're not saying it's hard to get in and out. They like the parking garage. Apparently the spots are big enough. They have red and green lights above the stalls that let you know if it's vacant or not. That's really cool. But it's $25 a day. How much money are they losing by not building, I don't know, 9,200 spots? And shouldn't they be working on more parking there right now? If we're 2 weeks in and the parking lot's full, we got two parking lots still sitting there in the old terminals. Why can't those be used? They're right there. Is there any way to use those? Are those too far to walk? Can we save those parking garages and build a walking bridge? What can happen here? I don't know. I will say this. As a matter of fact, KCI is already losing money. It's losing money because every parking spot is full. And those babies are $25 a day. That's a lot of money. Grab your iPhone, 6,200 times 25 times 365, and see how much money that is in a year. Woo-wee. And we are losing money. You're not going to lose money, but you're going to save money at Fry Orthodontics because they do Invisalign for the same price as braces. This is a really strong recommendation that I have for you. If you know somebody with a teenager that's thinking about going through the process of getting braces and getting a permanent smile for life, or if you're an adult that's had some crooked teeth, or maybe it's only a couple of them and you want to get them fixed, the first appointment's free at Fry Orthodontics, and Invisalign is the same price as braces. Nobody really does that. There's 13 locations in the area. So there's one right around the corner from you. No matter where you live, you can get a great smile for life with really white gloves, soft, gentle, fun treatment at Fry Orthodontics. It's their business. It's what they do. But you should not feel in any way like you're butting in. If you have someone in your family or a friend that's considering braces for their kid, mention Fry Orthodontics to them. Do this. Go take your free visit to Fry Orthodontics and go somewhere else on a visit. Comparison shop. You won't believe it. It's so fun at Fry Orthodontics. It's just, I won't say it's campy, that because there's a negative connotation to that, but it kind of feels like we're creating a fun space here because it's a lot of teenagers in there that we don't want them to have angst and all that good stuff. FryOrthodontics.com. Amazing Garage Floors is online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. This is the time of year to get set up with your appointment. Just call John or Heather at 913-901-7139 for AmazingGarageFloors.net. This is a veteran-owned and operated company. These folks are great at what they do. Many days, they're not just on the job themselves. They're working with the crew themselves. I love that about Amazing Garage Floors. You get the owner's treatment on every single job. We love that. Veteran-owned and operated, John and Heather Hutchins. Here we go. AmazingGarageFloors.net. They'll also seal your driveway this spring. you'd like to get it sealed up before all the rains come, and you know how you got to treat your concrete. 913-901-7139. They've been in business 17 years. AmazingGarageFloors.net. And the Sammy Family Stay and Play Lodges at Colbert Hills. A handful of you have called Jeremy or Joni out at Colbert Hills and said, hey, we want to do this. We got a group. We got a golf outing. We want to get together. We want to do something different. We want to stay a night, stay two nights, whatever it is. You get a 15% discount by mentioning the podcast or using the promo code KKHI at ColbertHills.com. You can book yourself right there. The easiest way to do this is use Joni as your concierge here. J-O-N-I, Joni at ColbertHills.com. You want to set up a group? You want to take 24 people, take a handful of employees, or you want to meet some clients and have them come in and entertain them for a couple of days with a great steak dinner at Colbert's, a couple of great rounds of golf, a couple of nice bottles of wine maybe. They've got it all right there. This is first class all the way, and Colbert Hills is always in PGA Tour condition. Jim Colbert won't have it any other way. You're going to love playing there. It is a world-class golf facility and a bucket list golf course. Now they have the Stay and Play Lodges. For information, email Joni, J-O-N-I, at ColbertHills.com. Can't wait to play Colbert Hills this summer. I think I've played it at least once every year since it's opened. That's been over 20 years. Awesome. Incredible golf course. Best greens you'll ever putt on. Just fantastic. An awesome show is Ted Lasso, and it is back beginning today, I believe. Today is the day Ted Lasso is back. They're doing a big media blitz, media tour, 12 new episodes. Now, I know I got to be really careful because I know I'm talking to a fraction of the audience here. This is streaming. It's on Apple Plus, which means that only a fraction of you have seen it. But you've heard about it. Everyone listening has heard of Ted Lasso. It's Jason Sudeikis, right here from Kansas City. He's the executive producer. And then the biggest title you can have on any television show is showrunner. He's the showrunner, which means he's the big boss man. Executive producer, star of the show, showrunner. Jason Sudeikis is getting rich off Ted Lasso. Okay, we're talking sick money here. Big time money. They're releasing 12 episodes, one a week, through May 31st, and this is said season three to be the final season. It is about a fictitious coach of the Wichita State football team, of which there isn't one, who's successful from Kansas. He's successful. The accent he uses is modeled after Bill Self. He's basically imitating Bill Self when he speaks all the way through his character. Is modeling Bill Self. The locker room looks like KU's locker room. It's blue and red. The soccer team is in England. Richmond is the team in London. He leaves American football and gets hired to coach over there. The whole thing's a farce. It's a comedy. They hired a football coach, the woman who owns the team. It's a little bit like Major League. She's hiring this guy as a farce, trying to downgrade, relegate the team, whatever. And then, of course, he gets there. And still, throughout the first two seasons, doesn't know that much about soccer, but everybody loves him because he's from the Midwest, the United States, and he's homespun, and he's flawed, and he's interesting, and he's human, and he's nice to people, and all these uppity Premier League owners and people are like, well, isn't he a breath of fresh air? It's a really, really great show that almost every episode, there was one in season two that was kind of dark. I didn't get it. It was about his assistant coach, Beards, who's also an executive producer. It was dark. It was about him going out one night drinking. He was upset with his girlfriend, and it was just kind of dark. But the whole series, just every time the show ends, you don't want it to end, and you feel good. And we need more of that in the world. There's some F words. There's no violence. There's no nudity. There's a character on there that can't spit out. But my God, it's funny. It's the funniest use of the F word you've ever heard. This Roy Kent, who's an older soccer player, is just, oh, he's just an angry guy, and he says it all the time, and it's very funny. It's very funny, and it starts, and they say this is it. They designed this to have 3 years, three seasons, basically, and that there's kind of an end. So there's a story arc. We don't know what that is on May 31st, and Jason Sudeikis has said, this is it. We're done with Ted Lasso. This is the final year. And then he said, man, quote, man, you know what? We get it. We're fine. We don't need any more. We got it. He said, there's a chance that viewers will watch on May 31st and say that and have that reaction and say, oh, okay, we get it. You ended this series. We get it. We get it. You finalize it. We figured it out. I'm just guessing. I have no clue. My guess is he's going back home on the last episode. And once he leaves and goes back home, there's no reason to continue the Ted Lasso series. But other actors are being interviewed and saying, no, that doesn't mean this is the end. Brennan Hunt is the executive producer along with Jason Sudeikis. And he plays his assistant coach, who has very few lines in the show. He's a man of few words. But he has said publicly, they're asking, is this the end? And he goes, everything's on the table. Let's be honest. Nobody's dying here. If they want to restart this thing a couple of years down the road, we will. Hunt said, we're going back home. We're going to reconnect with our communities. We're going to take a break from each other for a while. Then at some point, we'll get back together and say, what is it we want to do? Do we want to do a new project together? Do we want to make a feature-length film, which I would think would be possible to release in theaters and then on Apple Plus? Do we want to go back to the series? I don't think Ted Lasso dies. There's too much money. This is Apple Corporation. They've got, when you think about what the movies are, what works in the movies and what works in television is reboots. Characters, comic book characters, Maverick in Top Gun, Indiana Jones, characters, Darth Vader. You don't give up on characters. They stay forever. And then they're generational and you do them over and over and over. I'm assuming as executive producer and showrunner, Jason Sudeikis owns the rights to all this. And that's his character. And there is a lot of money to be made with Ted Lasso somewhere down the road. Just the character, the spinoffs, anything. I don't think this is dead. I don't think it's over in a million years. It may be a while. We may have 5 years before we know where this is going. But somebody will buy this franchise. And this is all Apple has. I mean, Apple's got some really good programming. Don't get me wrong. They do. This is the one thing everyone knows that's on Apple. There is no way this brand is dying. There's no chance. As a business move, they can't allow that. If nothing else, they go to a studio and say, we're going to start producing Ted Lasso movies. I mean, it could be anything. So I wouldn't freak out and think May 31st is the end. If you have not gotten it yet or watched it, I can't make you buy Apple. It is the cheapest of the streaming services. I think it's $7.99 a month. But man, find somebody who's got it or get their passcode or go to their house and watch some of these episodes and check it out. I think you'll really, really like it. All right, the Royals lost two games on Tuesday. How about that? The Royals lost two games? They'd only lost two games all of spring. The Royals were 14-2, and they played two games. You know, they do these split squad things. So I guess that counts in the standings. The Royals lost two games. Not going to dwell on that. Their best players are off at the World Baseball Classic. Then they split their team in two, which meant they had A-ball guys playing out there. Single A. They lost twice. They went from 14-2 to 14-4 in one day. Isn't that a shame? But the fun of this day is March 15th was the first day ever for America's first, the world's first professional baseball team. In 1869, the Cincinnati Red Stockings were formed on March 15th. They became the first professional baseball team in the world. They announced they would be going coast to coast on a train, gone for 37 days or something. And on the one trip, they played 20 games, but in total that summer, as the only professional team, they were just a barnstorming team. But word got around. They went all the way to San Francisco. They went all the way to New York. They went all over the country by train. And at the end, after they played 32 games, they met the president, Ulysses S. Grant. It was a national phenomenon in 1869. Everywhere they went, thousands of people showed up in fields, basically like fields of dreams, the field of dreams. People showed up. There were no stadiums. There's no reason to have baseball stadiums. They showed up in fields and watched this professional team play a team from the area. We're talking about big areas. You go to San Francisco, there's a lot of people there. Field your best team. We're coming. We'll play you. Their first game they played in April of 1869, the Cincinnati Red Stockings won 45-9. There was no run rule then. 45-9. They went undefeated that summer and never lost. I assume somebody went around. I don't know the history here. Somebody went around the country and said, this guy's really good from this town. This guy's really good. Then maybe they had some tryouts and figured it all out. And a businessman in Cincinnati said, let's get on a train. Let's go make some money. We'll sell tickets. It was a smashing success and was the beginning of professional baseball. 1869 on March 15th. Very, very cool stuff. Our final coming up. It is a personal note. Stick around for that. That's going to be a good one. I want to remind you that if you're involved in an accident or know somebody that has been involved in an accident, Doug Horn is your advocate. He is the professional in Kansas City. He's the adult in the room at hornlaw.com. If you'd like to call Doug, you can reach out and speak with him personally at 816-795-7500. Doug likes me to talk about on this podcast driver safety. And what they're seeing an awful lot is the steady decline in our driving culture. It's based on the type of cases that Doug is seeing. He says distracted driving has led the way in causing more violent collision than ever. And then couple that with the fact that drivers are more impatient and frustrated than ever, and we get more bad accidents. The way to take care of this is not just putting your phone down. Certainly stay off your phone. It's not just your seatbelt. It's an approach to driving, and that is thinking of it as your degree of responsibility on the road. You're responsible when you go from point A to point B to make sure you're not involved in an accident. So Doug wants to remind you to be ABCD, alert, buckled, cautious, and defensive. Great message from Horn Law, especially for younger drivers or anybody that gets too hyped up and too busy. If you've been in an accident, call Horn Law, 816-795-7500. They'll meet you in Kansas or Missouri. Doug Horn is truly a professional. Our friends at MyPillow are featuring MyPillow 2.0. Biggest discount possible is with the promo code KKHI. It's awesome. It does have a much better outer cover than your older MyPillow. If you've had the MyPillow in the past, upgrading is awesome. This fabric on the outside of the pillow, the cover, is cooler. It is softer. It is a better pillow. MyPillow 2.0. Same filling, same night's sleep. So don't worry about it, the composition of it changing. But it's time. If you've had your pillows for a few years anyway, these are not expensive pillows. You can go to the mall and spend 3-4 times this much on a pillow. MyPillow.com/KKHI or call 800-923-9034. And that is the KKHI number. And order anything from MyPillow.com right there. And Great Life KC, play more golf this year at Great Life. Memberships are available at Falcon Ridge this year. That hasn't happened in a few years. That's awesome. Canyon Farms in Lenexa, Prairie Highlands in Olathe, Staley Farms in the Northland, Tall Grass Club in Wichita, Osage National at the Lake. They got great golf courses. They also have a whole bunch of other golf courses around the Kansas City area that you can play all for one price. As a classic member, you're a member on all 6 courses. For more information, just call Great Life at 913-802-4552. You will play more golf and save more money if you join. You will. And if your goal is to play more golf this year, send an email to join@greatlifegolf.com. They've got a program for you that's going to get you playing the most golf of your life. I would love to get my daughter out playing golf this summer. Her boyfriend plays some golf, and I think he'd love to go play with us. Abby's never really taken it up much. She hit a few balls behind the house. We grew up on a golf course. She did some of that. She has some athletic talent. She was great as a gymnast and tumbler and cheerleader and all those things. So she has some ability. I would love it if she would learn how to play a little bit of golf. So maybe we're going to work on her getting out and playing a little bit with us this year at Falcon Ridge or Canyon Farms, which is where I like to play most. But mostly, I just like to wish her a happy birthday today. She's an awesome young lady, incredible young lady. We celebrated her birthday on Sunday, which was a good thing. We did that. I think she enjoyed that. And we certainly had a great time. And she's doing really well. Really proud of her. Happy birthday, sweetie. Hope you have a great day. I think she's celebrating her birthday on the weekend. Something big and fun coming up on the weekend. I think that's what they got planned. So we hope that goes well. She was born March 15th, years ago. That's right. She was born March 15th, years ago. That's all she'd want me to say. It's all good. Hey, don't forget to tell your friends about the podcast. Have them hit the like, follow, or subscribe button. They'd be doing us a great favor if they did that. Thank you so much for listening to KKHI. Let the madness begin with NCAA basketball. I'm pumped.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.